Rescuers are cutting three rectangular holes on the bottom of the upturned ship to give divers better access. However, chances of finding any more survivors are rapidly fading now that it's almost 60 hours since the ship capsized with more than 450 people. Cranes are being used to support the ship while rescuers search inside. At the same time, preparation work for salvaging the ship is almost complete.Deputy Navy Commander Dong Yan says divers have been combing the compartments of the ship non-stop.
A total of 153 Navy divers in four groups are conducting a thorough search, leaving no compartment unchecked. They leave a mark at a location after it's been searched. Now they've covered 60 to 70% of the search target. However, it's getting hotter and hotter.
Xu Chengguang with the Ministry of Transport says divers are dealing with many logistical challenges.
The swift flow of the river, wind and rough water are all challenges for the rescue worker. On top of that, the heavy rains over the past few days has made the river muddy. The low underwater visibility makes the work more difficult.
A separate group of divers have expanded the search area downstream to waters over 200 kilometers from where the ship went down. The Three Gorges Dam has been decreasing its water discharge to reduce water levels of the Yangtze River. Premier Li Keqiang arrived at the site on Wednesday morning for the second time and met with the divers.
Our goal is very clear. Life is the most precious thing. Our rescuers are doing the utmost to save more people.Many are working 24 hours without rest. We won't give up the slimmest chance to save people. This is our responsibility.
While the search and rescue work continues, questions are being raised on the ship itself, as the 20-year-old vessel had reportedly gone through multiple refits that may have affected its stability under adverse weather conditions. In response to the claims, Chongqing Oriental Shipping Company, which owns the capsized vessel, has told Shanghai media that all the refits have been approved by relevant departments. Company officials have also responded to accusations that the captain and the chief engineer, who were among the first to be rescued, had abandoned the ship. They say this has been investigated, but one possible scenario is that both were thrown out of the bridge as the ship capsized, taking only about a minute to turn over.The company has suspended the operation of another cruise ship and ordered strict safety checks on four others. For CRI, I'm Xi Zhi.